This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com, HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
It's Christmas and it's 2013. Why am I eating a sugary, salty, spiral-cut ham for dinner at my parents' house? Like a lot of holiday traditions, the ham found top billing at Christmas feasts as a result of gradual collusion of pagan and Christian rituals. Germanic pagan practice featured the slaughter and preparation of pigs as a feast in tribute to the god Freyr. Like an action figure, Freyr came with two accessories, a ship that could be folded up like a letter and tucked away in his purse, and a boar with a glowing mane named Gillenbursti, whom Freyr rode from appointment to appointment. The ritual was meant as an end-of-the-year goodwill bid to Freyr, who was associated with fertility, weather, and prosperity. The ham made its way into Christianity via the St. Stephen's feast day, which falls on December 26th, around the same time as the celebrations in tribute to Freyr. In addition to pork finding a new place on the table, St. Stephen is often depicted carrying a hogshead on a platter, despite the fact that St. Stephen has no canonical ties to pork product. Jumping ahead to today, the style of cured ham traditionally eaten at Christmas dinner is one of the many different ways of preserving a hind leg of pork. Ham can be dry cured, wet cured, or smoked. A ham can only be called honey cured if honey makes up at least 50% of the sweetener. It can only be called smoked if it was actually smoked. Harry Honnesiller, founder of the National Honey Baked Ham brand, invented the means of producing an iconic continuous spiral cut ham, which involves posting the ham on a gyro spit aligned with a gradually climbing horizontal buzzsaw. The radiant, sugary glaze of the salty, spiral-baked ham that we eat today was probably not meant to remind us of the glowing mane of a pagan god's hog buddy, but it's fun to know how a culinary tradition can go from pagan to Christian to whatever we eat today. This is Peter Henry for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Cycles by M. Constant. Thanks for listening.